Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
So today I'm talking about the story of Sarah and Isaac Warner. Our story starts on May 5th, 2019, when a woman calls the police because her neighbor was having erratic behavior. The neighbor was a 22-year-old man. He had a shopping cart full of chemicals and cleaning supplies, which led the neighbor to believe that he was trying to make a bomb. The police answer the call and go to a high-end apartment complex in Denton, Texas. They don't find the 22-year-old man, Isaac Warner, that the neighbor was calling about, or any evidence of a bomb inside the apartment. What they do find in the master bedroom is his mother, Sarah Warner, dead and decapitated. As the search through the apartment continues, they find the hacksaw that was used to detach Sarah's head from her body. The police determined that she had been dead for 2 days, and they also know that the bathtub and toilet were used to clean the hacksaw and the apartment. There are three things missing from the apartment at this time: Sarah's car, her son, Isaac Warner, and Sarah's head. I want to go back and explain Sarah and her son's relationship and the events leading up to this horrific crime scene. Sarah Warner, who was 65 at the time of her death, raised her son Isaac pretty much by herself. She and her husband, Kenneth Warner, had divorced 10 years prior, and he was living in Louisiana. Kenneth and Sarah got along even after the divorce, and it's said that he had a good relationship with his son Isaac. Sarah owned a handful of businesses that were all religion-based, so faith was important in their family and probably the reason why she was described as a strict parent to her only child, Isaac. In high school, Isaac was super involved, very friendly, and even described as funny by his peers. He was class president and planned most activities for the school. He was a seemingly normal high school student with friends and a social life and came off extremely motivated. Even when he was in college at the University of North Texas in Denton, he was very involved in different student organizations, had a lot of friends, and was described by his teachers and peers as a top student leader on campus. But something changed in him, and people who knew him started to notice some strange behavior in his last year of college. So in Isaac's last couple of semesters, some classmates say they noticed a clear decline in his mental status. He not only got one DUI, but two, with the second one involving him wrecking his car. This was very out of the ordinary for the straight-laced overachiever everyone knew. Friends said it even became hard for him to hold a conversation, and he wasn't picking up on normal social cues. Remember, this is someone who won to become class president of his high school. There was an instance in a Walmart where he followed an old classmate and friend around through the whole store and even into the parking lot after she tried to end the encounter multiple times. She said she was so uncomfortable, her skin was crawling. After he graduated college, he had a couple of mental breakdowns, and his dad even said he was put on psychotic medications but stopped because they didn't help. All this behavior caused the people close to him to call the police to check in on him. When this happened, the police admitted that there were 16 different calls made about the concern of Isaac Warner. He denied any help they offered, so legally there wasn't anything else the police could do. He then goes on to post a 40-minute-long Facebook Live.
Okay, that's too long, guys. Right. 40 minutes is too long.
Right, and he was just eating and laughing at things on the internet. His behavior in it was just off and bizarre. He was also posting suicidal messages on Twitter, implying that no one would care if he was gone. This was just so abnormal for the fun and outgoing guy he had always been and who everyone knew him as. When we come back, I will continue the story of Sarah and Isaac Warner.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Here's their number. Make sure you call them if you have anything. 1-800-22-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Live the Web Girl, what are we doing today for Murder Monday?
So we're continuing the story of Sarah and Isaac Warner. And if you go to our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show, you can see a picture of Isaac Warner. And you can also see a picture of him from in college when he was described as this motivated and big leader. And also a picture of his mother. It's at Radio Now AM Show to see those pictures. When we left off, I mentioned that Isaac Warner had tweeted suicidal messages on Twitter. And that's when Mia, a former classmate of his, reached out and met up with him. She said she cut the meeting short because she felt so uncomfortable. Another friend said that he showed her his arm and it was filled with cut marks. He admits the night before he tried to commit suicide, and that's when his mother, Sarah, takes him to the hospital. He tells a nurse that he's going to kill his mother and himself, but he fled the hospital before security and police could arrive. When Sarah's on her way home from the hospital that night, she finds him walking down the road and picks him up to take him back to the apartment that they share. Isaac takes his mother's phone so she cannot contact anyone. That brings us to the horrific crime scene on May 5th with the missing car, missing Isaac, and missing head. The investigators immediately sent out an alert for Sarah's car and for Isaac. 12 hours later and 30 miles away, officers find Sarah's car that was missing with a flat tire. They got a lead to the car because of a call about a man trespassing in the tire section of a Walmart.
Okay.
Cops watch this man as he's acting very suspiciously and determine it's Isaac Warner. Isaac spots the cops and immediately starts to run. He jumps in his mother's car and tries to run over the officer that's trying to block him. The officer jumps out of the way as Isaac heads for the highway, starting a full-on chase, and it continues over into the border of Oklahoma. The police know he cannot last long with this car because of the flat tire. He ends up losing control and wrecking into a medium, and they immediately arrest him in the morning of May 6th in Love County, Oklahoma. He was held in an Oklahoma jail, and the officials were trying to expedite his return to Texas because he chewed through his own arm.
Oh my gosh.
While in jail.
What is, there's something with him, right?
Yes.
Something wrong.
On May 16th, he was extradited back to Denton, Texas on charges for abusing a corpse and tampering with evidence. He has since been transferred to a mental health facility because a judge ordered a mental evaluation on Isaac Warner. He was ruled incompetent and moved to the mental health facility. We know he had charges for abuse to a corpse and tampering with evidence, but he is still not charged with the murder of his mother.
How is he not charged, Liv, with the murder?
I think because of all of the mental health and the incompetency rulings, I think maybe that's why. I think maybe it's been delayed because he was in Oklahoma and then now he's back in Denton, Texas.
But he still killed her, whether he was mentally there or not.
So he remains the lead suspect of this case. And it is also not determined if the police have ever even found the head of Sarah Warner. So this happened about 2.5 months ago, and they're still trying to answer some questions they have. So there are theories out there of what caused Isaac Warner, this seemingly motivated and leader and friendly guy, to snap like this.
All right, what are some of these theories, Liv?
So there's a theory that when he got in his second DUI and wrecked his car, he suffered from a brain injury that onset schizophrenia that he was predisposed to. And that's what made him become so erratic and so abnormal. So it's very common for people to not be diagnosed for schizophrenia until they're in their early to mid 20s.
Okay.
And also, it's very common for a brain injury to kind of activate it in the brain.
So there are
even
two,
if you're predisposed to it. So there's rumors that his mom had schizophrenia, but she was treated for it. But he just never got treated for it, and then he snapped.
But there's two things you're saying right there that could have brought it on, then, if he really did have it or was predisposed to it.
Exactly. So that's the rumors that are going around of what they think happened. He is in a mental health facility still to this day. And this case is still somewhat new. It's only 2.5 months old. So look out for any new information on released on this horrific, horrific story. And don't forget to check out the pictures of Isaac and his mother on our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show. That's Murder Monday.
Yeah, thank you so much, Liv the Web Girl. Julie commented, this is a crazy story and proof that mental illness can strike anyone at any time.
Absolutely. I mean, he was the top of his class, and look what happened.
Wow, that is incredible. Thanks, Liv. Now I got goosebumps over here. That's Murder Monday on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.